It is Morning Edition from NHPR. As part of our series, The Balance, we're asking for your input on the costs and benefits of living in New Hampshire. One issue we're hearing a lot about is property taxes, which provide the bulk of money for public schools. The city of Claremont has the highest property tax rate in the state. This year, some residents there are saying enough is enough, and the school board is taking a hard look at its budget. It's also raised a conversation about the role schools should play in students' lives. And HPR's Rita Green reports.
Emily Putnam is 17 years old. She's the kind of kid who seems to have everything together, both in school and outside. She's got a plan for college, and she's already pretty independent. She used to work at the Hannaford supermarket, actually.
And I saved up for driver's ed there, and I paid for my $800 driver's ed.
Then she bought herself a car, a Chevy Cavalier. It's a sedan, sort of a grandma car, she laughs, but she loves it. Now she works as a teller at a local bank.
And I pay for my insurance, my phone bill, everything like that.
In school, she's so comfortable with adults, it's almost like she's on staff. Teachers greet her warmly as she walks through the halls. It's easy to get the sense school has been a breeze for Putnam, but not so. In fact, she says if it weren't for one person in particular in this building, things would have turned out much differently.
I don't think I would have been able to make it through high school.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how to explain like how much it helped me, but it, for some reason, just having her presence, like knowing that there was someone to go to, helped me so much.
That person she's referring to, her name is Ashley Miller. She's in her fourth year at Stevens High. Her position is called crisis counselor, but that's a bit of a misnomer. That's because she doesn't just meet with students in crisis.
Often, I think the perception is that, oh, these kids are fine. You know, they'll be fine. They don't have anything serious going on because things seem good. And often that's not the case. They just don't know who to talk to about it.
In her first year, she met with more than a third of the student body. Students came to her in many cases because they felt they had nowhere else to turn.
My first year here, I kind of created a list of some of the needs, and those ranged from anger issues, anxiety, depression, social problems, relationship problems, home problems. I probably dealt with almost all of it that first year.
She and administrators agree that the need for mental health support is clear. But now it's looking like Miller's position will likely disappear. Claremont School Board voted earlier this year to make cuts to the district's budget. It's not set in stone at this point where those cuts would come down, but Miller's position is on the line.
I am nervous for what that would look like for the kids.
She's nervous, she says, for the students like Putnam, who don't necessarily rise to the level of needing a psychiatric hospitalization, but could easily fall through the cracks. Pat Berry, principal at Stevens High, says it's not unusual for students to arrive at school carrying a heavy emotional weight.
Well, we have students who will shake uncontrollably. They have eating disorders. They're not sleeping at night. They're self-medicating.
In a 2015 survey, one in five Stevens High students reported witnessing domestic violence at home. Almost 40% said they live with someone with an alcohol or drug problem. Principal Berry says the role of providing social services for these students has fallen right here at school.
Like it or not, agree with it or not, it is the role of public schools today. And when people say the city, the town, the state should be taking on these responsibilities, great, wonderful. But it's not happening.
Still, it's one thing to want to support students with more than just academics, but it's another thing to pay for it. Which brings us to the current debate and another statistic many Claremont residents know well. The city has the highest property tax rate in the state and one of the lowest income populations. That limits its ability to pull in more money from residents to pay for schools. There's no relief in sight in terms of more money from the state. So some school board members say it's time to take responsibility locally and keep their expenses in check. Vice Chair Chris Irish says the district needs to be realistic about what the schools can be expected to do.
I don't believe we're educating kids anymore. I believe we're raising them, and I don't think that was the intent of school districts. We spend more time on head lice, lead paint, hunger, homelessness. I understand all that, but when did it become the school's responsibility to solve all of society's ills?
To accommodate the proposed cuts, the high school is also looking at eliminating several other positions. Claremont residents have another chance to weigh in on the school budget at a deliberative session next week. After that, it'll go to vote this spring. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.
You can find more stories in our series, The Balance, at nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.